here at the Ag Media Summit in Tampa. I'm speaking with Chuck Lavelle, whom it's my pleasure to meet. My husband's gotten a chance to meet you and speak with you, but this is my first chance to meet with Chuck, and many in our audience probably know him as a keyboardist for the Rolling Stones and also an agriculturalist at the same time. Chuck, tell us about your operation. You're in Georgia, correct?
Well, it's great to be with you, Cindy. Yes, I am in Georgia. My wife, Rosalane, and I have a 2,500-acre tree farm in central Georgia, Twiggs County, and we call that Charlane Plantation, and this is what I call a heritage of stewardship of the land. Her family has been connected to the land in one form or another for many generations. Her father was a farmer, also tended forest land, and her grandfather the same, and some of this land actually goes back to the land grant days in the 1700s.
Wow, that's great. It's really impressive. Now, I guess really the first time we started hearing your name associated with agriculture was a year or two ago when you wrote a children's book. Tell us about that book.
Well, I'll back up a little bit and tell you that prior to that, I guess about 6 years ago, I wrote a book for the general public, for adults, called Forever Green, The History and Hope of the American Forest. And the reason I wanted to do that was as I began to learn about forest management and all the wonderful things that trees and forests do for us as a society, and I realized that there was so much misconception out there from most people about what we do as land managers, what our goals are, and I wanted to try to give them an understanding of the history, but also where we are today and how we're doing in managing our forests, and point out, you know, the fact that trees give us materials to build our homes, schools, and churches. They give us materials to make books and magazines and newspapers. They provide home and shelter for wildlife. They sequester carbon. They clean our air. They clean our water. So all of those issues, I wanted to get that out to the general public. Well, in the process, I realized, Chuck, it's even more important to get to the kids, you know, to get these messages to the kids. You know, our kids these days have a disconnect with nature. They're sitting indoors playing video games and on the Xboxes and Wii Stations, and they don't get outdoors like many of us in our generation did. And that's a shame, and we want to promote trying to get them outdoors. But in the meantime, one of the things we can do is bring the outdoors indoors with things like books. And so I wanted to do that, and I did do that with my book, The Tree Farmer. And basically it's a story of a grandson, young boy, who visits his grandfather's tree farm for the first time, and he's not sure what a tree farm is, and the grandfather takes him through the farm and explains it to him, and I've had a lot of fun with it, and I'm very happy to say it's been successful.
Now, when you talk about things like working the land and stewardship, I think a lot of times people, as you said, have misconceptions about people who are in farming, who are in agriculture, and don't really see them in their role as being stewards of the land. How do you help clear up that misconception?
Well, I think the good news is that people are beginning to get that message. I've been out shouting that for 30 years, as long as Rosie and I have been working our land. And I think the messages are getting through. There, you know, it used to be that we would have some organizations that call themselves environmental organizations that we were definitely at arm's length with. And this day and time, I think you're seeing a lot of partnerships with those same organizations. We're in the same room. We're talking together. We're talking about, you know, how we can, for instance, get away from the foreign oil dependence. Everybody wants to do that now. We're talking about biofuels. We're talking about keeping families on the land and keeping land and families. You know, people that are interested in any particular species, or for instance, Audubon. You know, Audubon realizes that these family farms and family forests are the best thing in the world for all of those bird species. And the fact that these families want to include that in their agenda and do include it in their agenda. So now I think you're seeing the forging of a lot of partnerships that not so long ago people wouldn't even speak to each other.
Well, let's talk about biofuels and the future of ethanol especially. in the cellulosic realm and being able to use wood and forest products, wood waste. What do you think about that, and how are you involved in helping make that happen, make that a reality?
I think it's one of the most important things that we can do right now, and we are doing it. I'm happy to say that. There's a number of pilot programs out there that are getting off the ground. The technology is coming on faster and faster. It may not be perfected yet. It's not perfected yet. But that's the great thing about this country is that, you know, we put our minds to it and we can make it happen. And it is happening. I'm so pleased to see it. So cellulosic ethanol, cellulosic biofuels, I think, are extremely important. And besides that, you know, I tell people, look, trees are organic. They're natural. And most importantly, they are renewable. So this is a renewable resource, unlike fossil fuels, which is not renewable. And also, to begin with, we'll be using parts of these trees that are normally pushed aside and burned and not used. So the slash, the twigs, the limbs, and so forth would be the first products I think we would use. But then, of course, I would also point out that over the past few years, you've seen the closure of a lot of pulp mills in our country. A lot of that has moved offshore. So what are we doing with these juvenile trees that need a place to go and families that need markets to keep their land? And this is a very, very positive thing. I'm pleased to see it coming on board. Yes, it's going to take a little while longer, I think, to really get it down, but we are going to do it.
In your part of the country, in Georgia, there is actually a pilot plant using wood waste coming online. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Range Fuels out of Colorado. One of the main supporters and investors is Vinod Khosla, who was one of the founders of Sun Microsystems. And I think it's so great. Now here's the thing. Once you see these kinds of entrepreneurs and private equity people realizing that there is profit to be made from green energy, now you're going to see the chessboard change. You know, we're going to start moving on this. I attended a conference not so long ago in California that was sponsored by Fortune magazine, and it was called Brainstorm Green. Khosla was there, Michael Dell was there, a lot of CEOs, a lot of very important people and important leaders of businesses were there, and I can tell you that all of them were wanting to and are engaging in green issues, whether it's solar energy, wind energy, biofuels, or whatever it may be. This country is changing.
Using wood as a basis for cellulosic ethanol, it seems like it could solve a number of problems, especially now when we're looking at the wildfires in California. That by harvesting that wood waste, it seems like you would basically kill two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. It's just so heartbreaking to see on the images on television of those fires. And my heart goes out to the families that are losing their lands and their homes to these horrible fires. And I am happy to see Governor Schwarzenegger want to engage in this. I think he realizes that you know, pulling out that fuel load and using it for good purpose rather than just leaving it there and subject to creating these wildfires, I believe he realizes this is a good thing, and we need to spread that word throughout the West. You mentioned that we're building a plant in Georgia. I think the Southeast is very aware of this now, and California's always been, in the West in general, has been a little more sensitive to these kind of things. And I think if the public really realizes the benefit that they'll get out of it, I think things will change, minds will change, and hopefully things will change for the better.
Well, do you think that this is getting a message through to some people that have been somewhat against the concept of management of forests in that way, thinking that it's okay to leave them to the natural order?
Right. You know, there are still, and you know, I don't like to put anybody down or say negative things, but there are still some groups out there that would say never touch nature. You know, don't do anything. Let it take its own course. Well, in my opinion, mankind is part of this, and look, mankind has been connected
to forests since the beginning of time. And we've always found out that if we take care of the forest, if we are good stewards of our forest, then they will take care of us. I think that's really what this is all about.
What do you think about in the last few years? You've been to quite a few of agricultural meetings. You've been to the Farm Bureau, you've been involved with Farm Bureau, you've been here at the Ag Media Summit. What do you think about these, the people that you've been meeting that are involved in this industry?
I just sense such a positive attitude that we can do this. Again, I think it's not only the positive attitude, I think it's people's pocketbooks. I think companies and people engaged in agribusiness, people engaged in forestry are beginning to see that, you know, this is a way that we can make profit. And again, look, we want to keep these families on the land. It's so important, our private stewardship of whether it's agriculture or whether it's forestry throughout our country. The best resource we have are these families. These are our backyards. You know, I'm one of those families. And these are our backyards. We want to keep them healthy. We want to keep them vibrant and growing. And now that we're seeing businesses engage and attitudes change, I'm very, very positive about it. I think we have a much brighter future on the horizon now.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Chuck Lavelle. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the Ag Media Summit in Tampa. All right. That was lovely.